CL King was going to be back in the studios. And I want to welcome everybody to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live. Live. That's right. We do it live. We take a lot of risks to do it live, but we do it live anyway. Coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I want you guys to know that every week, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, I have the privilege of bringing people into my home. Sometimes it can be a challenge, but it's a blessing because we bring people from all walks of life into this virtual studio. And we do that for one reason, because we want to impact one life, one day at a time. I remember my foster mom, Ruth Plowden. She told me, she said, Chris, you can take all of the tragedies that you went through. I went through a lot of tragedies, which you guys will hear about in my book coming up soon. I went through a lot of tragedies as a kid. And she said, you can take all of those tragedies and use them as an excuse to continue down a slippery slope, or you can use them to change the world. And I said, okay, Ruth E. Plowden, because she gets shout outs every time I'm on the air. Listen, I'm going to use my story to change the world. And so that's why we created this platform, ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7, with my team, Greg and Katrina and Mike and Danny. These folks help us every single week produce a show for those of you that are out there listening live and for those of you that listen to our podcast, which is on 11 different major outlets. But tonight, it really hits close to home, because I'm talking to a lady who is in a specialty that is my field and my love, my passion, and that's kids. Dr. Roseanne is a mental health trailblazer. She's the founder of the Global Institute of Children's Mental Health and Dr. Roseanne and Associates. She is also charging the way she's also changing the way we view and treat children's mental health. She's been talked about in Forbes magazine. And here's what they said. She's a thought leader in children's mental health. Her work has helped thousands of people reverse the most challenging conditions, such as ADHD, anxiety, mood, autism, learning disabilities, Lyme, PANS, and PANDAS. She's using a proven, not just something she dreamed up. She's using a proven holistic therapy, such as neurofeedback, biofeedback, and psychotherapy. She's the author of the first ever book on teletherapy activities for child and adolescent therapists called Therapy Toolkit. Imagine that, having someone provide something for you in a toolkit. Very simple. And she also wrote the book, It's Gonna Be Okay. And she has a host of other outlets that we're going to share with you tonight. I can't tell you how delighted I am to welcome to the virtual studios of Impacting Life 24/7 with CL King, my friend, the doctor, Dr. Roseanne. Welcome, doctor.
Well, I'm so excited to be here. So, you know, I know you and I can talk all day, so this will be a fun conversation. We'll talk about serious stuff, important stuff, but we'll have a good time.
Yes, we will. And, you know, doctor, one of the things that I really can tell how a show is going to go is always in the pre-show. There are sometimes, let me just let you folks in, that are checking us out on Impacting Life 24/7 Live. I meet with our guests 30 minutes before the show, and I also meet with them well before the show ever comes to pass. And every time I've talked to Dr. Roseanne, it's been like 5 seconds, because we're just like, let's try to, and that's really, you guys are going to be blessed tonight. Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodge is a therapist and a trailblazer in her field of helping young people. Now, listen, here's the deal. As you guys know, that I've worked in mental health for quite a few years, way back in the early 90s or maybe late 90s after I got out of the Marine Corps. And so when I saw Dr. Roseanne's work, I said, I've got to get up with her. I've got to reach out to her. I've got to try to But she's not just someone sitting around waiting for something to do. This young lady is on, she's on Fox, she's on MSNBC, she's in the New York Times, she's in Forbes magazines, she's in CBS, she's everywhere. So we are privileged to have someone of your caliber, Dr. Roseanne, on the Impacting Life 24/7 to our show. So before we get started, and this is what we do all the time, I didn't prep you for this, so you'll just have to wing it. How can people contact Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodge? How can they get up with you? Because they're going to be watching throughout the show. They're going to be listening on our podcast. How can people contact you?
Yeah, well, you can go to my two websites, but it's www.drroseanne.com. So drroseanne.com or childrensmentalhealth.com.
Excellent. And our VP and executive producer, Greg Smith, has already got your website up in the chat. That's what I'm talking about, Greg. And Greg and I been working together for the last God only knows how long. So we're delighted to have you. Now, listen, doctor, before we get into, because, you know, what we're talking about tonight is very serious and it's important. It's obviously your heartbeat and it's my heartbeat, too. But before we get into all of that, why don't you just set the stage for introducing yourself to everybody. Who is Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodge? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to say about me. This is my 30th year in mental health. And I've been working in a lot of capacities. You know, I have this center in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and I'm doing more things where I'm working with people virtually, which will be unfolding in the next few weeks. But, you know, I'm somebody who, you know, I've seen kids in these 30 years that their stress levels getting higher, mental health issues are through the roof. And I really just wanted to, you know, make a difference. And even just with my media, we have reached more than 2 billion people. And I want parents to realize, CL, you cracked me up. I want people to realize that they're a natural solution. So on the personal side, I've been married for 25 years to my college sweetheart, who's ridiculously fun. And he's also named Chris. And I'm a mom of two boys, and both my boys have different special needs, but I was involved in this for a long time and they're doing great. And I'm somebody who has a lot of fun, no matter what I do, even if it's serious stuff, I try to be present in the moment. And I think for all the parents who are out there who worry about their kids, and I understand, being present and having fun and prioritizing things makes the road a lot easier. And I'm always with parents who just are so filled with worry. And I just want them to know it's going to be okay, which is what I say to every parent, which is why that's the name of my book that comes out in April.
But right. The book that's coming out in April is going to be called It's Going to Be Okay.
It's going to be called It's Going to Be Okay.
Look, and look, Dr. Roseanne.
Minus my lipstick on the top of my mug.
You better send me one of those mugs and
I will.
Book
we'll
too.
Have a wine glass, too. Not that I'm promoting drinking, but...
You know, she's from the north, y'all. So I love it. And you know, one of the things that I want everyone to do right now, everyone listening. Hey, Augie is a staple on our show. He's a long haul truck driver, travels all across the country, keeping stores shelves stocked. And so Augie is listening from, let's see where you are, Augie. He's in Arkansas. And I don't know if he was on the snow and black ice today driving, making sure goods and products got to where they need to. So thank you for tuning in, Augie, and we really appreciate you. But I want everyone tonight to go to drroseanne.com. All you got to do is type in drroseanne.com. I want you to go there. I want you to check her website out, because when we're finished tonight, some of you parents out there who have been struggling and feeling frustrated and, man, you're at your wit's end, and you feel like, man, I'm tired of medicating my child. I'm over medicating my child. My child is not my child anymore. We're going to have a great discussion tonight, and this is going to be very, very good. And one of the things that Dr. Roseanne in her new book coming out is letting folks know, hey, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And I show people how to do it. And we also have, CL, we have a summit coming up, a free summit called the Get Unstuck Summit, and that will also happen in April. So if people sign up for the newsletter on my website, they can have access to that. I'm all about giving people the tools. And that's what I want people to know. I want to share a message of hope, because we're going down the wrong path. And there's so many simple things that parents can do to start making change right away.
Right.
And that's what I try to talk about.
You know, I'm a little upset with you, though, that I'm not one of the keynote speakers at that summit. Maybe next year, you know what I mean? Because, hey.
We'll talk after, because we can have you on there. You'd be the bonus guest.
It's funny, because one of my trainings, getting gear, one of the hallmarks of it is, or the banner is, getting unstuck. And that's how getting in gear. But anyway, I'm not self-promoting.
I got the trademark. Just want you to know, for the Get Unstuck program. Don't mess with me. I'm also the daughter of business owners.
Hey, listen, would you guys believe when Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodges' birthday is? You guys will not believe this, because I know all of you were celebrating along with me on February the 6th for my birthday, but simultaneously, Dr. Roseanne was celebrating hers. How cool is that?
How crazy is that?
That is too cool. And I think that's, you know, we're Aquariuses. We're very outspoken. And I think that's why
we're free thinkers.
That's right. We can.
We think an awful lot.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. So listen, again, go to Dr. D. And it's not actually spelled out, but I just want you to know that it's Dr. Roseanne.com. So drroseanne.com. And I want you to go to her website, and I want you to check out, because she's got a whole host of resources and paraphernalia and connections. Because, you know, one of the things, like me, doctor, you're just like me. We're the birth babies of love, you know, during the month of February, that we love people. And I've spoken 300 and something times around the country, and probably half of that has been for chicken dinners or for free. Let me just tell you. And so I want you guys to connect with Dr. Roseanne. She is no novice. She's been in this field for over 30 years. She's been seen on CBS, NBC, Forbes, Parents Magazine, New York Times, and Fox. And so I'm gonna start this off with the first question tonight, Dr. Roseanne, because, you know, when we talk about where we are, I love that you helped us, you know, kind of frame this show together. You know, the long-term impact of the pandemic on children. What do you think that is? And give us your insight.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, as we're entering into the second year, right, we're just about into that year, and the world sort of shut down after March 13th, or I should say the United States, everyone's really wondering what's happening. And we're seeing a lot of mental health issues amongst kids,
right?
Parents, the APA Stress in America survey in 2020 said 70% of parents have high level pandemic related stress. They're feeling overwhelmed. And we parent stress, and particularly, no offense, mother stress, is very tied to the mental health of children. The number one determinant of mental health for children is the mother's mental health.
Wow.
Not saying you daddies aren't important, but we mothers tend to be the primary caregivers. And so they spend a lot of time with their kids. So there's a lot of research about mothers' mental health, even in utero, has a huge impact on a baby. Stress levels, cortisol, all these other things. So people are stressed, kids are isolated. 60% of kids CL right now are either fully home-based learning, distance learning, or hybrid in the United States.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of things around it. Some kids are doing okay. Some kids are doing great. I think there's a lot of kids that are struggling, right? So depending on people's life situation, do they have access to technology, the internet, You know, are they actually going to school? Like, so, you know, in our urban areas, right. There's whole groups of kids that are not even going to school.
Yeah, let me just interject there, man. We're just going to flow off of one another because this is just going to be a great show. And listen, we're already having her. I booked her off camera, ladies and gentlemen. She's coming back at the close of the school year, and she's coming back at the opening of the school year for 2021-22. So thank you so much for committing to that. but you're right. Because I work, you know, my number one population is students, and the number one population of that is at-risk students. And I just spoke for a school district not too long ago where they didn't have computers for the kids. And so they didn't have them. They hadn't arrived yet. And there was a bunch of logistical issues. So you're talking about at-risk students who trying to go to school on maybe a cell phone, maybe not.
Maybe there's five people in a room.
Right. Maybe have internet, maybe don't. And so we're not giving enough credit to what it really this has been in terms of the mountain that these kids have had to climb.
Yeah. I mean, the divide between, you know, the haves and have nots mm-hmm. are showing itself very clearly right now, what's going on in education. Right. We got almost no guidance from, you know, our educational system, you know, right. our national education
right.
system,
right.
you
right.
know, there was no framework put into place, which could have easily been put into place.
Right.
I believe right. there's pre-existing companies that do distance learning, hire them as a national government and provide guidance. Instead, it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
And each school district is doing it different. You yes. know, the smaller school districts with affluence, their kids got, you didn't have a computer. Well, guess what? We'll get you one.
Right.
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 And, you know, and then what happens when people are working from home and you have money? Well, you can get a tutor.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just interject there because listen, as you guys know, because I am a global sensation, I'm also at home. And, you know, I do a lot of my work in the high definition studios here at the ranch here in Jacksonville. Well, my two boys who are in high school, they're here. Right. And I tell them when they come to me with algebra and, you know, all the stuff that they got to learn, I said, listen, I'm a speaker. I don't have to know that stuff. So don't come to me with that. Talk to your mama, which she lives here, too. But here's the deal. I struggle helping them, and I'm here. I'm engaged. 99.9% of my day is spent on a computer along with them. And I struggle with trying to keep them engaged.
Yeah.
And just imagine those kids that do not have a similitude of parental engagement. And now we went from saying, hey, look, the school was a safe haven to now, bam, figure it out.
Yeah.
On this
safe haven in a lot of levels besides structure and routine, you know, how many kids in America get meals at school?
Right.
So now, and what about kids that are living, you know, are at risk and living in homes with abusers?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of layers in this, right?
Yeah.
And we tend not to think about, you know, I mean, look at me. I'm a white woman. I live in a fancy schmancy area. You know what I mean? But yet, there's huge populations here of people that struggle to put food on the table, right? So we don't tend to forget that. You know, we're suburbs of New York City here in Connecticut. So there's a lot of New York City wealth here, you know?
Right.
But it's not every place looks like it's okay. So depending on what their circumstances are, SEO, what people have, their bandwidth. What about parents that are having to fully be engaged in their own work and then their kids are left on their own devices? I think this is particularly hard for parents with younger kids. I mean, I think every level is hard.
Right.
You know, teenagers are socially not connecting, and boy, is there a mental health impact. The fifth largest school district in the United States, Clark County out in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. made a decision last month to bring their students back because they had over 3,000 incidents of kids saying they wanted to harm themselves and 18 students commit suicide.
Wow. Now the doctor knows that I'm not a doctor. I'm just a layman, but I will say this, that here's what I find and what I found watching and observing my kids, that they're social, right? They're social. They have their networks, and all of that was taken away from them. And, you know,
and independence was taken away from them.
Exactly.
And they're naturally trying to gain autonomy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I got a senior and a sophomore. And, you know, here I am now trying to tell them, you can't go out. Don't leave the house, blah, blah, blah. And it's just it has not worked with I'm telling you, it's amazing that the kids don't all have Corona, because they ain't listed. They're just they're like, you know what? Y'all adults could have it. We are going to. And I don't blame them, because we shifted their entire life.
Yeah.
You know, we shifted their entire life. I'm blessed. Yeah. I don't work at a gas station, so I don't have to go into a brick and mortar building every day. But for them, they were used to traversing to a place and having a society. It was like their home away from home.
It wasn't just about education. It's about, you know, talking to your friends at the locker, right, and, you know, doing fun stuff and having structure and routine. I mean, structure, yeah, and routine for Americans is gone. And that has a huge impact, right?
Right.
So the question is, what's the long-term impact? We don't know. I can tell you that kids are resilient.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that what we know about trauma is that what you bring to the table in trauma. So if you already have a previous trauma, or you have mental health issues, and you have an event that's highly stressful or traumatic, you're going to be more impacted by it. Mm. So if your kid already had an issue, it could be exacerbated and they may struggle on the long term. But I think on the other part of this is that if parents are holding it together and they're role modeling, you know, ways to cope, ways to manage stress, not being perfect,
right,
but saying, I'm having a rough day, I'm going to do these healthy things, this is what is going to impact the health of our kids, and teach them that they can get through this.
Wow, that's so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, that are passing by, and those of you listen to the podcast, you don't go anywhere, you just listen. But those that understand that our show is also live, you have tuned in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, and I have in my virtual studios the world-renowned Dr. Roseanne Capanna-Hodge, and she is a therapist, but she's also a world-renowned person who has intervened on behalf and trailblazed a new path for kids relative and parents relative to intervening on mental health issues. And so we've got, I don't know how many questions we got to get through, doctor, but I'm going to get through every last one of them if we're here till midnight. I think we got 9 questions. So we got to strap in, y'all.
CL said we were going to do 7 hours. And I said, this ain't Clubhouse, CL.
So question number 2, she's a doctor, so I got to make sure I get it right. Thank you, Greg. Continue to put that website out. Check her out, Roseanne, drroseanne.com. So you got to put the DR on there, Greg, for the website. How can a therapist handle coronavirus anxiety? Because that,
So, you know, I wrote this book that you mentioned called Teletherapy Toolkit for mm-hmm. therapists, because when they came into the pandemic, just like teachers, they hadn't, most therapists, 90% of therapists, they weren't, none of them were trained pretty much to do teletherapy.
Right.
So therapy virtually online in the way that we're talking right now. And so I had been doing it a long time, and I wrote this 420 page book in 31 days. And after writing 3 other books in the 3 months before, but that's a whole story. CL, I do a lot of neurofeedback. And I eat really well and I take care of myself.
There you go.
So, you know, how can a lot of therapists are still struggling, just like teachers, with being in person with people. And, you know, I think, first of all, people should do what they feel comfortable with, right? But I also think what we know is that when people put in good procedures, that people are safe. So we still see people in person in therapy, but we also do neuro and biofeedback, which means our staff is touching people. And I can say that none of our staff is actually touching people have gotten sick. Wow. And it's through a lot of good sanitization procedures and following what you're supposed to do. So I think that what they need to do is take care of themselves and do what they feel is right for them. And most therapists are working in teletherapy right now. They're still not seeing people in person.
Yeah, you know, and I this is just a sidebar, but, you know, as you guys know, for my 46th birthday, I know I don't look a day over 30. I received a golden retriever for my birthday, and it was a
happy birthday. Yeah. What a great gift though.
Yeah, it's the gift that has continued to keep on giving.
By chewing all your shoes.
We've taken everything from downstairs, the couches, everything, nothing's down there. So, we took him for his first checkup, and we were sitting in the car, and the checkup was, the dog was in the building and we were talking to the doctor over the phone. And I just said, man, you know, I can appreciate this. And I appreciate that it's, you know, it's keeping us safe, but man, you know, the whole human interaction I feel like, man, that's just something for me, a touchy feely guy that I just hope, you know, that this year sees us be able to turn the corner in that.
Well, that's why we give people an option. Because, you know, some people, especially, you know, in terms of teletherapy, you know, is it effective or not? It is effective.
Right.
The research says it's effective. It's been around since 1964. And just like regular therapy, it has a lot to do with how good the therapist is. There's other factors in therapy, including the client's motivation. Right. Kids are always pretty motivated. Kids don't know not to change until we tell them not to change.
Right.
And there's things that make it harder, you know, trauma and, you know, parents not following through, which then, you know, basically you're going to get the lecture from me that you're not listening.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. So, since you brought up teletherapy, how can therapists benefit from this first of its kind book that you put together on teletherapy?
My book is, you know, it's a big old book, CL. It's just a lot of easy things for therapists to just use, very visual, because what's happening is, you know, talk therapy, which I'm not exactly the hugest fan of for kids. I think we need to be more interactive with kids, and we use a lot of somatic experiencing and play therapy and whatnot, you know, even teenagers. It makes it so that it's kinesthetic and visual for kids. It speaks in their language, because in teletherapy, if kids are at home, there's going to be more distractions. They need to step up. They need to do more to keep people engaged. I have parents using this book because it's a great, there's a lot of things in therapy and what we do. We teach kids to connect to their body, so that it sounds so simple. But right. When we are stressed, what's the first thing we want to do? We want to disassociate. We want to get on our phone. We want to get on Netflix.
Right.
We want to take a pill. We want to avoid uncomfortableness. And we've become this community, this world in the United States in particular, where nobody wants to feel icky. But sensations and emotions are real, and we're supposed to process them. So,
Go ahead. You teach it now. I'm like,
but you know, I mean, listen, you had a tough upbringing. I mean, you were in a foster home, you got love, you know, you want to avoid what's there. And so when you feel anxious and you have a chest tightening, you're supposed to stop.
Right.
And you're supposed to be like, wow, I have a chest tightening. What's stressing me out? What can I do about it? And it's so simple, but it stops a molehill from becoming a mountain.
Yeah.
And it's so important for us, and it's important for our kids to know this and do these things.
Well, thank you, Greg, for putting her book out there. You can find it on Amazon, Teletherapy Toolkit. And that is by Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodge. She is my guest in the virtual studios, and Greg is keeping us hot, keeping all of our information out there. So I want you guys to go to that link that you see in the chat. And if you guys don't see it in the chat on our podcast, all you got to do is go to Amazon and look up Teletherapy Toolkit. by Dr. Roseanne Capanna-Hodge. Now, I want to talk about this, and this wasn't in the script. I apologize, but I need to get this point out because you made such a great point. She's a doctor, ladies and gentlemen. She makes great points. That's what she does.
I'm an Aquarian. I make good points.
Yeah. As you guys may remember, from 2013 to about 2019, I was on drugs because I had a major leg rupture, neuropathy, all that kind of stuff. And then I had two failed back surgeries. So I was on the good drugs for 6 or 7 years. And I don't remember most of that time, y'all. And what my research showed was that the more that I took of the narcotic, the less I was able to actually tolerate feeling. Not that I could feel, but I was able to tolerate. So I'm thinking, so here's, and I'm just helping y'all, and doctor can verify this or tell me I'm out in left field. When somebody's supposed to take a pain medicine at every 6 hours, and then they mess around and take it every 5, they're going to need to take it every 5. Then they're going to need to take it every 4, right? And that's where you get the dependency piece. Well, what my pain management doctor said is, you know, your level of pain and tolerance of pain has been diminished. So what you can feel, you can't tolerate anymore. The doctor just told us that feelings are important. Am I off base here?
Oh, absolutely. Feelings and sensations.
Yes,
right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Body sensations.
Right.
You know, that's our red flag or cue that something is amiss, right?
Right.
And we don't like that. I mean, who likes to, you know, feel uncomfortable, you know? And, you know, today I have a special person in my life. She's my housekeeper, Marcy. I love her. She keeps me organized. We don't have babysitters. We have Marcy.
Yeah.
She does my laundry. She is like a godsend, right? She keeps all my shirts color coordinated. She's wonderful. And she's somebody who's so beautiful in my life. She literally will pray with me in the morning. And she, when I look pretty, she always says, "Ooh la la, madame." And how great to walk out your door and have that. So today I said, "How you going? How's it going, Marcy?" And she looked sad, and I'd never seen Marcy sad. And she said, told me, and tears started in her eye. And she told me her dog died, and she had taken it to the groomers, and she believes it fell, and they didn't tell her, and the dog wind up having trouble, and then subsequently died. And, you know, so of course I gave her a big old hug, and she was like, "I'm gonna be okay." And I was like, "Marcy, this is a big deal. Like, right. You love this dog, you're grieving, you know, let's take a moment." And she's right. Like, "I am. And, you know, I'm having a hard time." And I was like, "You gotta let me know, Marcy, because this is important. You know, you have to grieve this." And for those of us that have, you have your new baby now, your dog. Yeah. But for those of us that are animal lovers or whatever's going on, you know, she's a tough lady and she won't burden anybody, but you have to experience when you, these things, and this is a big thing because it's an animal that she loved and was very unexpected. Not that you're ever prepared for loss,
right. But
you have to go through that process to complete the process so it doesn't creep up and bite you in the butt later, because it's
right. Going
to come out and rear its ugly head.
You guys, you don't know how fast the first 30 minutes of this show has gone. At 9 o'clock, I'm supposed to reach out to our sponsors and tell them how awesome they are. And so I am derelict. I'm 4 minutes late. Greg Smith, he's the author of 100 Ways How to Manage Your Property and Evidence Room. You can get your copy of his book. Reach out to Greg on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. One of our other gold sponsors, Michelle Perry. She's the founder of the Successful Diligence Organization. And also, she's the host of the Successful Diligence Podcast, best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. I want you to connect with Michelle. She's one of our sponsors at SuccessfulDiligence.com. Two more. Adrienne Barker. She is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks Podcast, a life coach and a CEO of Professional Global Etiquette Organization. I want you to connect with Adrian at professionalglobaletiquette.com. And then, of course, the CL King Group, which is a gold, platinum, silver, and bronze sponsor of the show. I guess that would be me. And we do this every time at 9 o'clock and also at the end of the show. So if you'd like to become a sponsor, go to clkingspeaker.com. That commercial is over. I am back with the doctor, Dr. Roseanne Capanna-Hodge.
Right? You did a good job on those commercials.
Yes, they don't pay me nearly enough. I'm coming back to Dr. Capanna-Hodge, and we are discussing how we can navigate through some of the difficulties that parents and others face, how to treat and navigate through mental health. And so the next question I want to ask you is, when someone hears about teletherapy, because listen, I know I'm not trying to shoot down the concept of teletherapy by talking about how much I want to be in person with people. I'm just lonely, and it's been lonely for the past 12 months. But the benefits of teletherapy are well studied. And so if someone was to come to a teletherapy visit, to maybe they're having issues with their kids and they were reaching out, they wanted to have a teletherapy visit, what would that be like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, most places, you know, they're calling up either an office and talking to somebody who's, you know, an admin, or they're speaking to a therapist directly, and they get information, and then they set up a Zoom meeting, not Zoom, but a video meeting. It's usually a HIPAA compliant platform, meaning that it's private, and Zoom can be private if people purchase it. And often in advance, a good therapist will let them know what to expect, you know, so it's sitting in a private place. So you should be, you know, in a room if possible, that's private, not driving your car.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, starting off, whether it's an intake, a regular intake, what's going on, what are the concerns? If it's about a kid, often it's with the mom and dad first, and maybe a kid wouldn't be at a first meeting, especially if they're under age 15.
Right.
And then really kind of figuring out, like, good therapists would, you know, what are your goals? What are things we want to work on? And then talking a little bit about what the therapy would be like. Are we going to do talk therapy? Are we going to do play therapy? What supplies do you need? So it requires a different kind of planning. And again, if a therapist is really good, CL, it could be really a great thing for both people.
Well, you guys are very, very blessed to be in the studios with us that are passing through. And you're also blessed to be listening to us on one of our 11 different platforms on our podcast, Impacting Life 24/7. I am beyond blessed to have Dr. Roseanne with me in our virtual studios. She is a mental health trailblazer. She's the founder of the Global Institute of Children's Mental Health and media expert who is changing the way we view and treat children's mental health. Listen, her work has helped thousands reverse the most challenging conditions like ADHD, anxiety, mood, Lyme, PANS, PANDAS, and she's using a proven holistic therapy. And she's often featured on dozens of media outlets. When I say dozens, that's probably being modest. But she's on Fox, CBS, NBC, Forbes, Parents Magazines, and the New York Times. And so, doctor, listen, I don't count it it's a privilege of mine to be interviewing someone of your caliber and your credentials. But we just talked about teletherapy. And so here's what I want to know. Is teletherapy as effective, in your opinion, and through research, is it as effective as in-person sessions?
Well, it is. It is as the research says it is, and it really depends, CL, on the quality of the therapist. But it can be really good, and you know, for adults, you know, you have to be willing to do the work, whether you're the parent or you're coming in for yourself. And again, kids are very open. And they're open to change and they're open to new learning. Therapy is new learning.
Right.
It's not sitting there and complaining about your mother. It's really being willing to make little micro steps for change.
Right.
And I always say little waves create big waves. So making tiny steps can be quite dramatic in improving people's mental health and their mindset and their outlook. It can be pretty awesome when you actually do those little things.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, a lot of times when people hear, because you are a trailblazer and you are, you have hewn out a course that maybe some people would be like resistant to or hesitant about. And I'm glad that we were able to, you know, at least look at the two, compare the two. And she said it best, ladies and gentlemen, it depends on the therapist. There, you know, the person doing the therapy has got to kind of come to the table as well in terms of.
Absolutely. And they have to have experience in your issue. Like people come to me for very, you know, I really work with special needs kids, you know, yes, I work with young adults who have special needs and that's really my niche and my area of expertise. And people will seek me out for very specific things like OCD or PANS pandas, which is an infectious or toxic trigger for the onset of a mental health problem. So there's Lyme disease, you know, different things can trigger a sudden onset of a mental health problem. And so there's very few of us that are willing to do that work. And so go to somebody who knows what they're doing with what your issue is. If it's parenting, go to a parenting person. Right. I mean, if you have a heart problem, you're not going to go to a podiatrist.
Right.
So go to somebody who knows what you're doing. It's way more effective. You'll get through it much quicker.
Right. That's awesome. Awesome insights. And again, ladies and gentlemen, those of you tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, I am blessed to have Dr. Rosa in the studios with me. You can go to her website at Dr. Roseanne, and you can go there at drroseanne.com. And she's given us some really amazing nuggets. And this is just the first of three installments that we're going to have with her. And we've already booked her for a couple more times throughout the year. And so let me ask you this, Doctor, because we're talking now, let's just, again, you guys, this is for your benefit. Obviously, we tell you to reach out to your medical professionals. Don't say that Dr. Roseanne said this and now you're going to go and you understand that disclaimer, right? But let me just ask her this, because this is such an important distinction. What is the difference between stress and anxiety? I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah. So, you know, we all face stress, right? And so stress and being stressed is a normal, healthy reaction to different things that might irritate us or cause us to feel overwhelmed. And so our nervous system has our autonomic nervous system, fancy word, I'm a big neuroscience geeky, is we have a relaxed state, which is parasympathetic. And then we have a sympathetic dominant, which means it's a stress state. So a stressor happens, right? Like I was doing a live interview like 2 weeks ago and literally my equipment just beep in the middle of it. So I always have another computer right next to me. So my stress level went up. I got sweaty for a second. I mean, you couldn't tell.
Right.
But all of a sudden it was like, oh, bananas, right?
Right.
But I'm not an anxious person. So my stress level went down, right? But repeated stressors, right? So like every day your kid is like, I'm not doing that homework. What am I going to do? The teacher's not going to get me in trouble. And you start screaming at your kid. That repeated stressors can lead to anxiety, right? And you know, what is anxiety? Anxiety is a prolonged period of distress. It can be, and stress and anxiety, you know, you don't have to have a trigger. You don't have to have something bad happen to you, like you lost your job or your kid, you know, got in a fight with their best friend. You can, but it can be prolonged stress, and kids are stressed. Yeah. Kids are anxious. It is definitely there. So stress, a normal response, your body goes back and resets. And anxiety is prolonged stress and feelings of worry. You know, it shows itself in different ways.
Well, let me ask you this, doctor. This is obviously not in the queue, but I said this earlier on in the year because, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. That's what my niche is. And I said this because I saw it somewhere and I said it to parents that, you know, when we were in the brick and mortar construct, it was, you know, get your grades, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. But because everything got turned upside down on everybody, I said to parents, man, we've got to have a tad bit of mercy and understand that, man, if they oversleep for gym class, it's not the end of the world. Am I out in left field by giving that type of advice to parents throughout the country?
I don't think, first of all, I think we all need to give ourselves grace, right? You know, we're all awfully hard on ourselves. Nobody's tougher on ourselves than what's in our own head, right?
Right.
But what I do think is that on occasion that your kid does that, but if it's a regular issue,
yeah, right.
That's a problem.
Right. That's a problem. Right. Right.
That's a problem. And you know, what's happening is friction is hard. You know, people are trapped together and they're really having strife over expectations.
Right.
Right. So most conflict is about mismatch expectations in any relationship, whether it's parent, child, or two friends or whatever. And it's because the communication isn't there.
Right.
So you have to have a clear expectation that you're talking about and having a meeting with your kids. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, like when I grew up, my mom, I'd be like, Mom, I feel like going to the beach today, you know? And she would be like, you got any tests? No. Okay. You know, there wasn't that many beach days in Connecticut in May. You know what I mean? Like it's cold here.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, your summer is the summer, July and August, you know? So I don't think it's terrible. I think each parent needs to do what they need to do. I think, you know, our parents doing things like, okay, and me included, my kid is spending extra time gaming with his friends because that's his only connection right now. That's okay. But again, everybody needs to do what's best for them. And I don't think, you know, we can make a blanket statement. If your kid is like, Mom, I can't take another Zoom day today and I need a day off, that's your discretion.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's where I was getting at is that, you know, because the dynamics and even the drum beat is different, I think we just have to be aware of that and have the, I think you used grace or I think that's a better term than mercy, but have the grace to say, hey, listen, I understand. Cause I mean, listen, I now have to do live events for schools on Zoom. I'm the guy you want to pay to see live. Okay. Not on no computer screen. Cause it just ain't the same, you know? And so when these kids are, it's just like day after day, you know, they're in gym class on a computer screen, you know what I mean? And it's some asynchronous and some are in class and the teacher's trying to talk to the kids on the computer. It just, and I can imagine the frustration of the parents and the students. So grace is, I think, is in order, and I think it has been throughout this year. So we talked about stress and anxiety. What are some signs and symptoms of anxiety in children, though?
Yeah. So kids of all ages show you their anxiety. They're not always going to tell you. And in fact, they're almost never going to say, hey, Mom, I'm stressed out. Okay.
Right.
Maybe my kids will because they're therapist kids. And so they've learned it their entire life. But they're going to have sleep problems. They're going to have belly aches. They're going to say their head hurts. And then on the behavioral side, you're going to see avoidance, withdrawal, anger. So, you know, people don't often associate anger with anxiety. I'm going to tell you, it's extremely common and very common amongst boys. So you might have a really angry, quick-tempered kid, but ultimately underneath it is anxiety.
Mm. Well, that's a great explanation because I've got, like I said, I got two boys left in school. I think I have four boys and three girls. I think that's what I have. I don't know what the denomination is anymore.
And a puppy.
Yeah, and a puppy and a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, and a cat and a bunny. So anyway, question number eight. Can y'all believe this? I just cannot believe we have plowed through to get through our questions. How can you keep children engaged in virtual learning? I'm sure. Wait, before you answer, you're not allowed to answer. Okay, we got to pause for effect. Because I know every parent around the country and around the world, which folks watch this show from every corner of the globe, ladies and gentlemen, I know that parents are saying, Dr. Roseanne, please tell us, give us some insights on this one.
Yeah, and I was saying this to you, CL. This is the question everybody's asking me, right? So this is month 12 of virtual learning and working from home.
Right.
And people have hit their pandemic wall. You know, today I was called by different media outlets to talk about the same thing, which is there's an uptick in ADD diagnoses. Everybody thinks they have ADD when, you know, it's is it distance learning or is it distraction? And I'm going to tell you that having a hard time being focused right now is perfectly normal, but what can you do, right? So people have Zoom fatigue, our educational quality is not great.
Right.
And there's a lack of socialization. That's a major, major problem for people. You know, we're sitting and not exercising.
Right.
People are eating a lot of junk, maybe even emotional eating, and they're stressed. So all of these things usurp our focus and motivation, because now I'm hearing a lot about kids and adults really being very unmotivated. So, you know, what can people do, right? So we can work this backwards. We know what these factors are. I think the first thing people need to do is put structure and routine in place. So, you know, we had a lot of structure before. I was saying that, like, you know, I still go into the office, but pre-pandemic across the street is a gym. So we'd always go to the gym and then come to the office, right? Mm-hmm. And it's now I don't have that luxury. So I either have to wake up really early and do the gym, right? So putting structure in place for our kids and having consistent schedule and to address the constant sitting is so important. So they need to move, they need to exercise. And that may mean you exercising with them and taking a group class or whatever. I also think there's a way to try to get exercise and combine socialization in. So depending on where you live in the country, like it's really cold where I am right now. If your kid's into winter sports, get them together with other kids. Like I think at this point, and everyone's got to do what they feel is best, kids need to be around other kids. They're masked, they're outside, you have a pandemic pod with them. We need to socialize.
Yeah.
It is a major, major problem with kids being able to focus.
Wow, that's so great. I hope we're gonna replay this on our live platforms. We're gonna definitely do a watch party for this show because this is so much information. And I see it played out in my own personal life because I'm home. And so Jeremiah loves baseball. Chris plays on the baseball teams. Chris loves basketball. Jeremiah can't play basketball. But anyway, we go out there just at random and go out there and we'll play a game, the five on the basketball goal. And then I'll there'll be times where Chris and Jay will go in the backyard and throw, you know, 50 pitches to each other. The activity is you got to move.
And yeah. What I always say about kids is when the body's moving, the mouth moves. So they need to be physical a lot of times, especially teenagers, to start talking.
Right.
And so I think that it's so great to use that as a connection point with your kids, because we do need to talk, and kids aren't going to, you know, you can't go up to your kid and be like, are you sad?
Yes. Tell me about your stress level.
Your friends will be like, what do you mean? You know, well, yeah. I'm not, you know,
one of our partners,
that connection is important in moving is so important. You're not moving and we're sitting and we're getting all this blue light. You know, I use the Zoom glasses. I don't have them right next to me. I don't know what happened to them, but we've got to protect our brain and our body, and we're not designed to sit all day. We are not.
Right. One of our partners that we've had on this show, it's a studio, a Muay Thai studio called Nine Limb Strikers, and the dear lady was on our show, and they have a program that they created for several school districts. It was like five minute. I forget what it was called, but they created these videos for parents to play for their kids to get them active. And it was so good. And Nine Limb Strikers there in New Bern, North Carolina, they instituted this because they knew and they heard from parents that it's just like, my kids are going crazy. You know what I mean? It's just, they're not active and they're driving me up the wall. And so they created that format. And you're so right, man. I find that when, you know, I hear Jay and Chris out there yapping away when they're throwing the baseball with each other. You know what I mean? And
they could be sitting in the house and they're not saying nothing to each other. But you get them out there and they start talking and laughing. And,
right.
And, you know, movement gets oxygen to the brain. It gets your lymphs going. You know, we need that. And, you know, kids, okay, they were at school. They were changing classes. They were moving around. They're sharpening their pen. They're doing stuff. We're not doing that. And it's really just sucking the motivation and the focus out of people.
Wow. So you guys heard this right here on Impacting Life 24/7 with Dr. Roseanne Capanna Hodge. Dr. Roseanne is truly, I just can't say it enough. I have guests on here of high caliber every week, but it's really hit home with me because I worked in mental health, and she is a trailblazer, a mental health trailblazer, the founder of the Global Institute of Children's Mental Health, and a media expert who is, here's what she's doing. She's changing the way we view and treat children's mental health. And we talk about this, and let's just dab in this real quick, doctor, and I'll tell my sponsors they'll just have to wait because I'm going to extend the show because I can. We talked about this, and I talked to you about a student of mine that I had when I worked at a mental health school, and how he was in 15 different foster homes over 15 years, and that he was drugged to the hilt and had to get blood work all the time. Do you find that sometimes parents are choosing, you know, the lesser of two evil? They're hoping that they can get results through medication, but then they lose their child. I hear that all the time. Like, well, they're not there anymore. How are you seeing that?
I mean, I see that all the time. I mean, and that's really what, you know, I already was holistic and have only used holistic, you know, treatments that are evidence-based, right? There's a lot of proven therapies. There's lots of research. My book that comes out has 40 pages of research. So it's not that. So with parents, there's lots of problems. Okay. So first of all, parents are following what is advised to them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So we do have a belief that a pill will fix things. And that is through really good marketing on TV.
Yeah.
And so they are asking, but they're also asking, what can I do for my child? So when they go to a pediatrician who says, hey, my kid has ADD, which is one of the most common mental health issues amongst children, most pediatricians aren't sharing the American Academy of Pediatrics research that says that neurofeedback is as effective as medication, level one. So, both are level one. Who's hearing that, right? If somebody's listening,
I've never heard of that.
Since 2012, it's a level one intervention, says it's as effective as medication, psychostimulants, right? No side effects. Right. So your question is, do you see people change? Well, 99.7% of people who are on, through research, who are on ADD medications have side effects. The top three, irritability, food restriction, and personality changes. So are kids going to have a symptom from psychiatric medication? Most of the time they are. And I bring up ADD meds because it's handed out like candy.
Right.
And it's considered safe because it washes out of the system after the dosage, whether it's an 8-hour dose or a 4-hour dose. But it has a toxic effect. And, you know, parents, 30% of visits to a pediatrician are related to behavior. So they're asking for help. It takes 11 years for the onset of a problem till somebody gets the appropriate help. on average, through research, that's NAMI 2019, 11 years. Wow. So I'm going to tell you, I believe that, because I see people trying and trying and trying different things, including psychiatric medications. There's lots of other things. A pill isn't going to fix behavior. Therapy and new learning is going to fix behavior. The problem is, CL, is that our kids are so activated. Their systems are so activated. When you talk about that young man who went to 15 foster homes, that's an extreme example of somebody who's traumatized. Right. Every time he went to another place, how could he not be traumatized?
Right.
So a pill is not going to fix an emotional trauma. We know that through research. That's some of the least effective things you could do. It's good therapy, and also neurofeedback is really highly evidence-based. But there's different therapies that work better, and we're ignoring the research due to great marketing and a push by pharma.
You know, when I hosted, Greg and I, when we hosted our 2012, seems like an eternity ago, we hosted our own bullying conference right here in the state of North Carolina, which was at that time the largest bullying conference ever. I gave the last keynote speech of the day, and I talked about Chris. That was the kid's name. And just bringing this up, I really wish that, you know, more organizations and institutions and agencies could hear your message, because who knows, if we could have had a different type of intervention, could we have helped that kid? Because here's what happened. After the system was done with him and he wasn't in the system anymore, guess what? He didn't get the medicine anymore.
No. So
he didn't have the coping skills anyway. It was all masked through medication. And that's how he lost his life. He was actually killed by another one of my students I taught there at that school. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough story with that kid. Back in 2006, he lost his life. And I gave him a military uniforms, tried to be a, you know, mentor to him. And knowing, because I was a foster kid and knowing I was a kid of the system, I gravitated toward this kid, but there was an element that you couldn't get to because he was so drugged.
And he was also traumatized.
He was, yeah.
So yeah. Both things are going to get you to disassociate from your body and teach you to get through it. So the drugs just push you down. And in order to get through something, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like right. saying, oh, I don't have a flat tire. I'm going to drive on my rims. It's not going to work.
I've done that before, but I wasn't very successful.
Who has it? But you have to do that. You know, you have to. I mean, I think my biggest concern, and one of your first question was, what's the long-term impact, right, of mental health?
Yeah.
What we need to do, CL, really, real fast, is we need to think about the mental health of all the students as they are home, as they go back to school, and there needs to be daily support. Teachers need to be trained. They need to have their own support. And there needs to be 15 to 20 minutes every day of something, meditation, mindfulness, breathing, because we're all activated during this time. And that will be such a neuroprotective, and teaching kids to regulate so that they can respond appropriately. We're going to have a bunch of super activated people who have no coping skills and resilience. And those, you need coping skills in life.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I can't see you. I turned to the other screen. I was just looking at all the great things that you, I was like, man, what else could I ask this woman? Because it really is. And I hope that, you know, we can have given some parents some encouragement tonight that it's not just a one way street, that there are opportunities beyond.
There are opportunities. And I know you'll drop it in the chat. I have a freemium for people. It's coping statements, and they can go to teletherapytoolkitbonus.com. And it's over 100 coping statements that you can use with kids and teens. And it's free. It's a free download. And it's, again, it's the little wave that creates big waves, because how we change how we talk to our kids to empower them to manage their own stress will make a huge difference in their lives and how you parent them.
Wow. Pretty amazing show, ladies and gentlemen. And we're thankful for Dr. Roseanne Capanna-Hodge. I really do thank you for being a trailblazer, having the courage, because I know you've met resistance from maybe some of your colleagues. But man, hearing what you've offered, I'm just like, I really do. I'm just sorry for being so, I'm an emotional cat because I'm born in February. But man, I'm just thinking, man, if we could have just had you at where I was taking care of Chris, man, maybe the kid could still be alive. But nonetheless,
you're sharing his story now to help other people.
That's exactly right. That's what I was getting ready to say, man, is that we have impacted, no doubt we have impacted some lives tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn over our microphone to you for about 45 seconds to a minute. I want you to speak to those mom and dads out there who we know we've highlighted maybe feeling frustrated, and I want you to give them a word of encouragement, and we'll continue to connect them with you afterwards. Go ahead.
Yeah, so don't feel overwhelmed. Pick one thing and start there. So whether it's, you know, starting with breath work, as simple as doing a 4-7-8, in for four, hold for seven, and out for eight. Doing that three times a day at three repetitions is a great starting point, but start somewhere and be consistent, and change will start to happen.
Change will start to happen. And you heard that from Dr. Roseanne Capanna-Hodge, and she has been my guest for the last hour and a half. I've only shared her with y'all for like just over an hour, but you can go to her website. You'll see it in the chat if you're live, and you can also hear it now, drroseanne.com. That's drroseanne.com. I want you to connect with her, because I know, being a former educator, that parents struggle. They're trying to figure out which direction to go. And man, I want you... There's options out here, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's what our show focuses on. This lady is impacting lives. She's reached thousands of people with her research and her work. She's got books that are amazing tools for therapists and for those that need help and insights. And so, Dr. Roseanne, listen, you have touched a lot of people tonight. And I know this may not be CBS or NBC, but I do want you to know that we thank you for all the work that you have done at Impacting Life 24/7.
Well, thank you for spreading the word about, you know, children's mental health and helping parents to, you know, give them some hope. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, look, Dr. Roseanne, since we are both born in February the 6th and your husband's name is Chris, we might as well just all have a family reunion, because this is too cool. So you have really been a delight to interview, really easy to interview, great interview. Our chat box has shown that people have been engaged and connected, and I hope that everyone will go to drroseanne.com and connect with her and reach out to her further. You can find her on social media. She's everywhere. I tried to just see if I couldn't find her name in Google, and it was impossible. So you come up every time, and she's such a genuinely kind lady, and we're very, very thankful for you. So Dr. Roseanne, we'll see you maybe at the close of the school year. I'll send you some other links. You just book yourself, okay?
And, I'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back like the Terminator. And so thank you, Dr. Roseanne. And again,
everybody.
The lives that you have touched, I know they'll never be the same again, okay?
This has been fun.
I hope that you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, you know, I really wish that back in the days, you know, when I was working in mental health, that was the option. That was the only option, was giving these kids a bunch of drugs. And I remember seeing, man, that you know, I remember looking at Chris sometimes. He would just be glassed over because he was so medicated. And somebody like Dr. Roseanne is a trailblazer in saying, man, listen, we don't have to drug our kids up to get results in these areas of ADHD and all those other areas, man. She is the foremost leading expert on those areas. I think we really, really, really made an impact tonight, because I know there are parents out there who struggle in this arena. What do I do with my kids? Please connect with Dr. Roseanne, okay? All right, so folks, I thank you for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7. Thank you, Greg, for all of your great work keeping us engaged. Thank you to our podcast audience. Thank you to all of our sponsors that we talked about at the 9 o'clock hour or at the 30 minute hour. And thank you to all of our listeners. Listen, if you'd like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, it's very simple. We've got three levels. We've got a three-level sponsorship: silver, gold, and platinum. The silver sponsorship helps us keep Impacting Life 24/7 on the air, because there are a lot of associated costs with running this show. And we didn't realize it till we got into it, elbows deep. The gold sponsorship helps us keep the show on the air, but it also, you get a free commercial, just like you heard at the 30-minute mark on our show. We promote your organization, we promote your business, we promote your book, we promote you. So you get a free commercial. The platinum sponsorship, you get all of that. Plus, you help us. It's $15 a month for platinum, $5 a month for gold, and $1 a month for silver. The platinum sponsorship helps us take our gear training to at-risk students, the kind of students maybe that Dr. Roseanne is talking about, to at-risk students all across the country and around the world, mostly in the United States, but we'll travel abroad. And this gear training is a four-step process to help at-risk youth understand that they can still get in gear no matter the adversity, no matter the trials. We help them take all of that stuff and realize, man, there's things that you have right within your possession on day one that can help you get in gear. All right, so thank you so much. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, all of our listeners. Thank you, everyone, and especially thank you, Dr. Roseanne. I hope you guys will go to her website and connect with her. That's drroseanne.com, drroseanne.com. Been your friend, CL King. We'll see you back here Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen, for another and last of the week episode of Impacting Life 24/7. Thank you so much.